This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Three balls, two strikes. Beeks delivers, swing, and a hot shot to first, picked by Naylor. He'll run to the bag, and that will end the ball game. Kyle Schwarber smoked it, but on one hop, Josh Naylor takes care of it, and the Diamondbacks avoid the sweep with an 11-9 win in 10 innings today.
That was a wild game yesterday. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to your phone calls on BG. Final chance to hop in for today and compete for the $100 gift card to Sunoco. Your favorite BG story. And really, why for you, BG, is a player you loved here in Philadelphia. But Hugh, the Phillies win 2 out of 3 over the weekend. They have had a few opportunities this year, though, to sweep a series, right? Especially at home. They win the first two. Mm-hmm. They did this with Miami. I think they've done it like 3 or 4 times now, where they win the first two games at home in a series, and then they drop the last one. And again, 2 out of 3 is good. You keep stacking 2 out of 3s. Those are good.
Yeah, but that was winnable.
Very. Well, they came back. I mean, they got the game extra innings. They were down 7-1. It looked like a clear loss, but then they come all the way back. And then it just was frustrating the way they lost, because the defense gave out and they gave out pitching wise, and then they just couldn't get a big hit in the last inning of that game.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing that jumped out to me from this weekend is that Sherbert, whatever you want to call him, Sherbert.
11 homers.
We need to go ahead and figure that out. I know that normally you don't want to do anything during the season, yep. But I would definitely let him know that you are a big part of what I want to, you know, factor in to this team in offseason. I would definitely let him know.
Well, the home run Friday night got them back to a way they could win that game. And then yesterday, he gets the game within one. And sometimes I watch their offense, and I know they had a pretty good weekend overall, but I watch their offense, and I'm like, if not for him, they just wouldn't score a lot of runs.
He's the only guy that, when I look at this team, and you talk about making adjustments to this season, that he's done it and has not batted an eye. You know, he's the guy that, you know, wherever you want him hitting the lineup, that's what he's going to do.
So his OPS now after yesterday is 955, Hugh. He's the only guy over 900 right now in the lineup. And you look at the other players that are even over 800, Sosa, but he doesn't play much. And Kepler, who's been on a nice streak. I mean, everybody else is in the 700s or the 600s. That includes Trey Turner and Harper. We'll get to in a second. Castellanos, Real Muto. I mean, he's been by far, Schwarber, their best offensive player. Defense wasn't great yesterday, but all right, they win 2 out of 3. But Hugh, we had a conversation on Friday about Bryce Harper and what's going on, because he just hasn't been great so far this season. Now, he did hit a home run, which is good this weekend, and hopefully it's the beginning of something. But I thought it was interesting. Friday, we had a discussion on our show about Bryce Harper. Afternoon show had a discussion on their show about Bryce Harper. And then Friday night, City Connect night, Scott in L.A. on the broadcast had a conversation about Bryce Harper and where he's at right now.
Seems to be this narrative about town that Bryce Harper isn't having any fun, isn't enjoying playing baseball. And I think the folks down at ground level will tell you differently. He's not happy that he's not hitting the way.
That's what it is.
Yeah. But you ask around and what kind of a teammate he's been and all that. The pitch is up high, and they say Harper might be the best he's ever been as a teammate in terms of being supportive of others and staying engaged on the bench, even when things are not going well for him. The 1-0 pitch. Schwarber swings, hits a comebacker. Kelly's got it, throws low to second. Perdomo Fields falling down in the bag. And his throw to first is not in time. I mean, he literally did a belly flop on top of the second base bag to catch that throw from Merrill Kelly. And Kelly upset with himself for botching that potential double play.
Oh, that was a – you're not going to get much of an easier double play than that.
So it'll go 1-6 to put out at second base.
Well, what was it Harper said? You know, when I was a jerk, I hit great. Maybe I should go back to being a jerk. Now I'm trying to be a nicer guy, and I'm not hitting. I mean, I should go back to being a jerk.
Here's Castellanos, big swing, no contact on a breaking ball. It's nothing and one.
Something, I don't know exactly, but something along those lines. Yeah, he's not going to be jumping up and down. I don't think there's too many players going to be all thrilled and excited about struggling. Not that he's...
Oh, one pitch, and that's down low. He lays off.
Not like he's struggling for the whole month or... He's not where he wants to be. And he's not happy that he's not there.
Hugh, what'd you make of that? That was interesting that Scott, the way I understood it is he kind of asked around, right? He asked around the team. And his teammates, or at least people around the team, seemed like they're saying the teammate stuff is fine. He's just upset at the way he's playing.
Yeah, but it's one of those things where, I mean, I get what they're saying.
Yeah.
And they're trying to say that, you know, he's upbeat, but it's the body language. It's for us that don't know. Just like when I asked Scott last week about the certain things that are going on in the locker room, he said, hey, man, it's not, you know, he was giving me the inside scoop about the people that are sitting on the bench or whatever, on the couch or whatever. The unfortunate thing about it is that we on the outside looking in, that's all we have is those little mannerisms of body language and things of that nature. Just like, perfect example, and I'm not trying to draw attention to it, but the perfect example is of this weekend. A.J. Brown got engaged to his fiancée.
Mm-hmm. Which was an event within itself. Yeah, I was going to say a pretty high-profile kind of event.
Yes, John Legend, you know, singing and everything.
Setting that bar high.
Set it super high. I'll never get married again because I can't live up to those expectations.
But that'd be a lot of planning for you, yeah.
It was noticed by a few people how, you know, in his engagement party, I should say, that there were certain individuals that were missing. Now, that could have been anything. It could have been a scheduling conflict or whatever. But when the public eye like that and you're the face of the franchise or whatever, the point that I'm getting at is that you leave it open for speculation.
People go off of what they see.
Yes.
Yeah.
You leave everything open for speculation.
Yep.
So the Phillies aren't playing well. Bryce Harper's power is not there. Well, it wasn't there. We had the conversation. So it leads us to speculate. And, you know, when you're short, it means – because even Dev talked about it. Devin, you're a little short. And you're not doing well. People notice that. And so now they're wondering why. It's like that, regardless to what anybody else says inside the organization. That's inside the organization.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the people outside, we're trying to figure out what's going on with Bryce.
Yep.
Is he okay? I mean, is he hurt? Because you even said, is he hurt? Because normally when he's trying to bunt, that means he's not confident in his swing.
Something's off.
And then when you get in the press conference and you're asked questions, that you're being short. But I will say this. Somebody's listening because he wasn't as short in his last press conference that I saw.
Let's get to that. So yesterday, he did have a better day. If you just look, I mean, obviously yesterday was a better day. He had two hits, hit a home run, his first home run since April 18th. Unfortunately for him and the Phillies, he didn't get those hits late. He struck out in the ninth, and then he had to fly out in the 10th when the Phillies were trying to win the game. Obviously, in both of those innings, he couldn't do it. And he was, I mean, you could hear it. Bryce is frustrated after the game, and he expounded a little bit yesterday on those frustrations.
Kind of what are you feeling at the plate, and what do you kind of make of how it's gone for you so far?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just frustrated on a bigger level. Just want to come through for the team and play well. And obviously, I've been through ruts in my career and gone through ups and downs and, you know, worse than what I'm on right now. But just frustrated for the fans, frustrated for my team. You know, even that last moment right there against Beeks, you know, just not coming through, just super frustrated for that. So just want to play better, got to play better, take better at bats and all that kind of stuff. So just got to be a better ball player.
And you know what? The unfortunate thing about that, Bryce, is that we just want to know, you know, as fans. It sounds so simple, but when you say stuff like that in the simplest way, people get that. But we want to know so you don't want to be left for the reckless speculation that we like to do.
Like, what's going on?
Yeah. Hey, oh my gosh. He's really, Bryce is really, really short today. Is he okay? You know, things like that. It's a small thing. And I know sometimes, you know, as professional athletes, you don't feel like talking. But you got to say something, because you have to know that your nonverbal communication speaks volumes to sometimes.
Right. Well, and because he's a guy, and you said this last week when we had the discussion, when things are going well, he's demonstrative. He talks. He'll do he'll rip open the Superman chest on his jersey. He likes to have fun with the crowd when he's doing well, which is great. But when he's not, then we don't know what's going on. If he was a player that didn't ever show emotion, I don't think we'd talk about it much.
No.
But he does.
When it's going bad or it's going sideways, I should say, not bad. You look at him as the compass, the moral compass or like the steadying vibe in the locker room.
What's Jalen's thing? What was Jalen's thing about the thermometer and the temperature?
Be the thermostat, right? Or something like that.
Jalen sets the temperature. Yeah. That Bryce at times obviously sets the temperature. Look, let's hope yesterday, although he didn't perform in the 9th and 10, let's hope it's a jumping off point. He did have two hits, and he did a home run the other way yesterday. So that's a good sign. Phillies don't sweep the series, but 2 out of 3. Day off today, and then we get Tampa and Cleveland tomorrow. Starting tomorrow, they're playing in a minor league park the next 3 nights.
Is that right?
So Tampa, they had the hurricane.
Oh, okay, so they had to move. They had
to
change the venue.
They're playing in the Yankees spring training site for the season. So we're playing games the rest of this week in a spring training stadium.
Gotcha.
Eric is in Middletown, is up with a BG story. What's up, Eric?
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy 5-5 day.
Happy 5-5 day. Also known as Cinco de Mayo, Hugh. 5-5.
5-5. Got it.
Quick story of my kid played Little League football. We used to go to the NovaCare Center for the junior day and get to throw some balls, hit some pads, catch some passes. We did. I dreamed of it, but I didn't. I was too big for it. But, long story short, you'd go into the NovaCare, and there'd be, number 5-5 be sitting there holding court, and you could wait. The kids could wait in line and chat with Brandon Graham, and it was really cool. Like, my kid did it 4 years in a row, and the last time he went was the year after the Super Bowl, and when he got off, I said to him, what'd you say to Brandon Graham? And he's like, great strip sack, bro. That's my Brandon Graham story.
Well, I like that one. I'm sure Brandon's heard that in a lot of different ways, but that one might be one of the more unique ones. A kid will always just tell you what they're thinking off the top of their head. Great strip shack, bro.
Yeah, that's what kids do, man. They're awesome. They're awesome. They're the best.
Yeah. There's no filter on a kid.
None. None whatsoever. Sometimes that can work against you, though.
Yeah, like what?
When they talk bad about you. Yeah. Or tell you,
You getting roasted by kids?
Oh, all the time.
Kids are rent-free in Hugh's head.
I know.
With the hot dog thing.
I like the brutal honesty of children. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
I feel like
I do. I mean, it just gives you something to think about, though. It definitely does.
But and you think about it.
Gives you something to think about.
Sounds like we might need to bring some kid callers on it to give you their unfiltered takes on you, Hugh. Here's what I think of your show takes.
Ain't that what we do when we talk to you people?
Well,
like,
it
talk
is.
To unfiltered.
Yes. But they're not children. I mean, I guess they could be children. I don't know what's going on in the YouTube chat.
They could be. I mean, but there is a level of childlike, glee when they talk bad about us.
They also own space in Hugh's head.
I told you it was going to happen as soon as we went on YouTube. He's going to think about what he's wearing. He's going to think about his appearance.
Well, I have started, try to wear clothes as much as I possibly can now.
Yeah.
Thinking about the cameras as soon as they put them
totally.
In
totally. We knew it was going to happen.
I mean, I'm okay. I've adjusted well.
Yeah.
I'm adjusting.
For the most part. Now, did the voice thing with Hugh happen post YouTube when he?
Oh yeah, the helium incident.
Yeah. He's a good player. 17.5 sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Excuse me. That was like a day or two before it happened, and I like how you just set that up, knowing dang on well that it did happen before we.
I don't know if it did. We've been on YouTube for over a month now, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So that was April 15th.
Oh, we were on YouTube.
Definitely
then.
On YouTube.
We were?
Yeah. Some people saw your voice leave you.
They saw it. They saw it leave me. It was an out of body experience.
Totally. Let's go to Larry and Jacob, and then we'll check in with those you people. What's up, Larry?
Mission Green.
Green.
He ain't make it. He ain't ready.
110, Jenkintown, 19046.
Wow. Maybe.
And then she goes.
That's. What do we think? That sounded like somebody's address. So.
Oh yeah. Well, that's. Is that on us or is that on Larry?
Well, I mean, it's on Larry, but it was on me to dump it, as I did, so.
I do enjoy when we have someone at work call in and then we hear their work. Obviously, if it's something like that, we can't let you hear that. All right, can we hear from you people? Well, we can't hear from Larry. We can check in with you people.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Conflicting comments about Jillio's looks today.
Okay.
Someone said you needed a haircut because you got some 5 o'clock shadow on your head. Mm. How often do you get haircuts?
Well, do we call them haircuts?
Well,
there's not enough hair to cut. I just shaved my head.
You just shave your head?
Every other day. So okay. it's going to be tonight. So,
all right. Well, somebody's
so I think they're onto something.
Especially because they called out the 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah, okay. Is that what it is for a head?
I thought it was an interesting phrase for it. So.
Yeah. Okay. We'll go with that.
Fine.
Sure.
But somebody then replied and said, your head looks so shiny that it can tell the future. Mm. I think it's a crystal ball.
It needs to be a little bit more. The bald head joke. Come on. Can we be a little bit more creative?
Well, I mean.
Also, I'm not recently bald. I mean, this has been a thing
right,
for a while.
Well, I'm just saying, but it's just like it's crystal ball. When that's
recently on YouTube, yeah.
I guess it's still new for those people. And we could have newer YouTube people who just got in. They're like, I didn't realize he was that bald.
Look how bald he is.
Again. I shave my own head. I don't run from this. It's not like I have a bald spot. Yeah. I don't admit it. Like some people are like that. But
you experimented with the cul-de-sac recently.
I did, but it didn't.
What happened to that?
He bailed instantly.
Speaking of kids,
yeah,
my son was like, "What are you doing? cut it off." He was distraught.
So you got bullied back into being full bald?
I got bullied.
Yeah, you can't embarrass the kids.
But I will say, I think the light above my head in here accentuates the reality.
Yeah, it does. It makes you look real, really, really white.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying,
but not as white as it makes, because I'm looking at the thing, you look really, really really,
I look
really white.
Whiter on YouTube than I really am.
And it doesn't help because you got on the Eagles autism thing.
Yeah.
Too.
I thought today was a good day to wear this. But
as I tend to wear darker colors like on a daily basis.
You're wearing dark on dark. I'm wearing light on light. Yeah. That's the midday show.
Speaking of what he was wearing, somebody wondered why you couldn't be bothered to wear a green shirt today for BG Day.
Why wouldn't I be bothered?
I don't know why. Some people fixate on really odd things. Yeah. Like, why isn't Hugh Douglas wearing a green shirt today? Like,
what do you mean? I was supposed to wear like a BG?
I guess.
BG shirt?
I don't. Look, those people.
It was in
me.
Your email. If you read it, you would have seen that.
It was?
No, I'm kidding.
No, because I ain't read my email.
Hugh got back into his email today.
Congrats, man. Yeah. Suspended from it for a while.
The reason why I didn't wear it, because I didn't put that much thought into what I was wearing. Seriously, all jokes aside, you know what I thought about? Because this is what I have to wear tonight when we go to the meet and greet.
Yep.
So I want to look presentable.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, it's a presentable shirt.
Yeah, and so, you know, I let everybody else do that. I'll just wear what I want to wear.
Yeah, well, look, it's BG's day, not your day.
No, it's not.
But your day was 5-3. How did you celebrate 5-3, if people were wondering?
Oh, they wonder how to...
What'd you do on Saturday?
Go to Trace. The Trace?
Yeah.
Well.
Anything good on Saturday?
Well, about like every other Saturday, we had me a gummy and drank some bourbon.
That's a big celebration. Day.
That's
big
time. I mean, look, it's your day.
Yeah. You celebrate how you want. Had me a gummy and drank some bourbon and watched some TV.
Yep. All right, we were talking about you on the golf course and getting you a set of clubs. Mm-hmm. Somebody pointed out you. It would probably behoove you to get custom fitted clubs because of your alligator arms.
Well, I was thinking about that. I had some, but I haven't hit them in so long. I need to get some new ones.
To be fair, does Hugh have short arms for regular people, or he has short arms for defensive end?
I have short arms for defensive end.
It's just morphed into
We have now created a world where you have tiny arms, where that's not really true.
Compared
to most of our listeners, you probably have longer arms.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's just the narrative that
we like to be dramatic.
We took some liberties. Yeah. Okay, so Hugh has T-Rex arms.
Yes. Good for Hugh being so professional today while talking to his eventual replacement, Brandon Graham.
Well, that's the way it works for every Eagles defensive end.
But I'd like to clap back at that one, though. I'm okay if Brandon wants to work here. I can always go back to Georgia.
Wow.
I did. Is
that a threat?
No, I'm just saying. I mean,
threatening the bosses at WIP?
I did radio on two major markets.
I like it. No, it's a good flex.
You should. Also, there's plenty of room here.
If Brandon wants to come, he'd be more than welcome.
Brandon's been a part of WIP for a while.
Forever, and it would be silly to think that he wouldn't be.
Right.
For the super future.
Right. I don't know what his future is, what job he's going to do or what he wants to do, but I imagine he's going to have a role on this station.
Well, look, I mean, you were able to keep it together while talking to your actual replacement in Trent Cole earlier today.
Yep. Yes.
So, you know.
Even told the story of when he realized Trent was taking his job.
I mean, I do well. Like, I know how things work.
Yeah,
big old dinner table.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Speaking of you knowing how things work, people saw me laughing during the Jeffrey Lurie replay.
Mm.
And it was because Hugh was in my ear.
Whispering
to me.
So just to give everyone a glimpse. So
with your mics off.
All right, so we have a button in here. You might see this if you watch on YouTube or you see clips. So Hugh and I have a button, right? So we could press a button and talk to only Kyle, right? So like it doesn't go over the air. It's not on the microphone, but we talk into the microphone to do it.
Yeah.
So, but typically if I want Kyle to find a piece of audio or something, and Hugh's talking or a caller's talking, I'll press that button and I'll whisper to Kyle.
Keep it down a little bit because Hugh's mic is on and can pick it up.
So I'm not yelling, but Kyle can hear me. So I think we're used to that. So we're replaying the Jeff Lurie interview. Obviously, no one can hear us. The Lurie interview's on the air. And Hugh's like, Kyle. What do we think about this?
I even said, I'm like, you don't have to whisper.
And then he kept doing it.
And he kept
doing it.
Because it just felt like the right thing.
It's a habit.
It just felt like the right
thing. I think it's better you stayed in that habit rather than start to scream into the mic to Kyle.
Well, you did once yawn loud enough so that Joe's mic could pick it up.
And you know what my biggest fear is? Sometimes, you know, when we're off the air, I like to work a little blue.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And that's the biggest fear. So that's why I was kind of whispering because I'm just like, I don't want to, you know, say nothing crazy. Because every now and then, I'd be real close.
Actually, to add more context, the button that's only to Kyle is right next to the regular microphone button.
Yeah, so I'm just
if you don't pay attention, you could have one of those moments.
Well, I mean, you've worked blue with your mic on before.
Totally
on the show.
True. Why
has the Cy Reddick been on four other freaking football teams? Y'all don't understand. Boy, sometimes it gets blue. Up in here, bluer than this shirt I got on. It gets dark blue.
Well, that's why when you say you forget where you are, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, I definitely forget where I am.
Can't forget.
Gotta remember.
You got to remember where you are at all times.
Good job by you today, Hugh. Yeah.
All right, we appreciate it.
Dudes, don't cuss words.
We thank you people for chiming in
and
watching. Yes, all right. Those you people should continue to watch, of course, because the afternoon show, they're going to be next after us live from the Great American Pub in Phoenixville tonight. BG Live in Phoenixville. Let's end today with Mike and Berwin, who's got a Phillies take. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Mike? What's up?
You know what? First of all, I wanted just to mention with Brendan, he is amazing the way he handled his career. If you look back at five, he held the chip because everybody wanted Dane. You know what? Everybody wanted Earl Thomas, and Brendan just kept going with it. I think that was amazing how
it really
did not allow that to affect
it's what made Brendan Graham as good as he is. Mike, we appreciate
it. So memorable.
Yeah, that's
Brendan.
His name is Brandon, but Brendan.
That's fine.
Yeah. That's all right.
Yeah, it's not. But we have to go, so we can't.
It's a great way to honor him.
I'd like a five caught a straight at the end of the show.
I know. He ended it way better than five. Brendan and five. All right, we got to pick a winner today. What was Kyle? We had a caller earlier.
Karen
told the story of she was a runner and then she had an injury and she was able to get herself back with the inspiration of the Eagles
motivation.
By the parade.
Yeah,
yes, the motivation.
Cool.
All right, Karen.
Motivation from Brendan.
Yes, from the legend in Eagles history, Brendan Graham. All right, Karen, you win the $100 gift card. All right, he's in his feelings. $100 gift card to Sunoco. Now available exclusively at Sunoco gas stations, of course, is
I'm not leaving.
94 Octane. Well, we are leaving. We have to. We have to hand it off to the afternoon
show.
Yeah,
we do. I guess
we're going to Phoenixville. You guys have a great yesterday. BG Live tonight. Afternoon show next from the Great American Pub in Phoenixville on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Go Birds!